Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here with the Inside Outside Guys. Thrilled to be here with you. How you doing, partner?
Life is good, man. I'm excited. Actually, it's hard to complain about a little bit of rain today, isn't it? We've needed
it. Yeah, it is, but you'll find a way to do it, I'm sure.
Oh, I will. It'll come to me eventually.
We've been getting great rain this year, especially lately. We've been getting it at night and in the mornings, not during the day, which is perfect to get some.
I wonder what you meant by great rain. Were you doing water quality testing or something?
No, but contractors need a chance to catch up. There was a lot of rain earlier this year, and a lot of contractors, especially the exterior contractors, need a chance to catch up. And this weather we've been having has been great, a little bit warm for them, but they're used to this. They know how to stay hydrated. The outlook is for some cooler weather coming up, but still nice and sunny. And this is absolutely, Chuck, the best time of the year. No two ways about it. Sitting out at night on a deck or wherever you may be, this is the best time of year to sit outside as the sun goes down, is it not?
I don't disagree with that. I was just thinking, too, the cloudy days are supposed to be excellent fishing days, and the fishing tournament over at the Bay Area Sports Show started at 8 o'clock this morning, so the fishermen are probably actually happy. The clouds and the light rain, I'm sure they don't want a heavy rain out on the boat, but yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I remember last year we were there, and it rained on us pretty good.
That's right.
Yeah, so... this year, we're not there, but it's supposed to be a sunny day. It's starting off a little bit cloudy. Probably a good fishing day. But over there at Walter and Mary Burke Park, that tournament is going on with our good friends with Barrier Free Plus. They're helping organize that, and it's always a good time.
I know. How cool is that? And actually, right now, the vendor showcase is supposed to be open. That's in New Baltimore, for those of you that aren't familiar with this. And I guarantee you, if you've never been there, it's worth a trip out there. It is beautiful without this event going on. With the event going on, it's going to be awesome.
I 100% agree. So what else is going on today, my friend?
Well, we're going to listen to our listeners. You know, we get so darn many emails during the week, which is a blessing, and we enjoy it. But it's even more fun if they can call us live on a Saturday and Sunday when we don't have 50 other things going on during the show. And they can ask us their questions live and in person, primarily because a lot of other listeners will have the same question. We'll find that out.
You're right. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your phone calls for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, looking forward to it. So feel free to give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. We've had a lot of people. We had a caller, I think it was last week, that told us of a way to get rid of groundhogs, at least to drive them to the neighbor's property away from your own. And we had several people that said, I caught part of that. I was driving. I didn't get it all. Bottom line, she used clumping kitty litter just inside the opening, the entrance to the den, and a quart of ammonia. And she swore that drove them away.
It drove me away.
I'm with you.
It's never good to sniff that ammonia. Stay away from it if you can. Hey, a great article, I'd like to say, this weekend at the Detroit News Homestyle section. Hopefully people have had a chance to take a look at it. It comes out every Friday. You can see it at the InsideOutsideGuys.com and also the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Taking your calls, 888-654-GUYS. We have an extended hour, a bonus hour today. Education Hour featuring Window World. We're going to have a Niles, right? Niles Quinn's with us today.
That's my understanding. Now, I think he's an old married man now, isn't he?
I think he is. Yes.
Well, didn't he have a June wedding?
That sounds right.
We'll have to see if he still has that wonderful optimistic attitude that he always carried for the years we've known him before. And I'm just
You'd still do.
Of course I do. I'm too stupid not to.
That's not
true.
No,
I was one of the no-shows. When the good Lord passed out extra brains, I didn't show up. I wish
really?
I had.
Yeah. Really?
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Can I pick on you as much as you're picking on you today?
Yeah. I'm you feeling galvanized.
Yeah, you can even take your own criticism.
I got plenty of coffee. You can say anything you want when I got a lot of coffee.
You do. Hey, yesterday I was taking a walk in the sub with my grandson, who I had the pleasure of spending the last couple of days with, trying to keep the six-month-old calm, but went for a walk, and he passed out halfway through. But with these rains we've had some really good downpour rains. And I did notice a couple of the driveways in my sub had sand at the bottom of their driveways.
This week?
This week, yes. Yesterday was one of them. And I posted it at the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page. And when you have sand at the bottom of your driveway, especially if your driveway's on a hill, you know, on a grade facing down, that's a sign that the driveway's being undermined. That wall of water that's coming down is getting between those joints and literally washing the base out from underneath your driveway. And that's why companies like A1 Concrete Leveling and Just Ask Home Maintenance, A1 Concrete Leveling levels it. They also seal those joints, but so does Just Ask Home Maintenance. And people need to understand that those driveways take maintenance. If those joints start opening up, you need to fill those joints, and you will get years more out of your driveways. We'll talk more about that coming up.
And you mentioned driveway and concrete. My neighbor is having an open house for his granddaughter this weekend. He called me over 2 days ago. He had hired the original company that does coatings on concrete. He had hired Motor City Floors and Coatings. They came in July 7th. And I got to tell you, his floor was beautiful and he's thrilled with it. So why wouldn't you call Motor City Floors and Coatings?
Morning, welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, taking your calls 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, I have three questions to ask you, okay? When it comes to insulation, why should people get insulation? Should they get it for comfort? Should they get it for value? Should they get it for energy savings? Why should they get insulation?
If I had my green shirt on, I'd say energy savings, save the planet. But we thought, the industry thought 25, 30 years ago, people would do it. All these retirees, all these boomers would do it for savings. And unfortunately, what we've discovered is that neither of those two things are nearly as important as the C word.
The comfort word.
Yeah.
The comfort word. Yeah. The caveat is they work for all three of those.
Yeah.
You know, the article this weekend is really a good article because you wouldn't expect people to be doing articles about energy savings in the middle of the summertime.
Nobody does, do they?
Nobody does. Even the insulation companies, that's when they back off all of their advertising, okay? They want people to remember them in the cold weather because people are less comfortable when they're cold. If that makes sense, they're going to be more comfortable. Even you can be warmer and take more clothes off, but you can only put so many clothes on, correct?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, you know, you and I, when we were talking about this, you know, now's a good time of year to do that because, yeah, wintertime, you can always add a layer, you know, you can build a fire. Summertime, once it gets so hot, I mean, yeah, you can run around naked, but even that doesn't help sometimes. It's like you need to be in a place that retains that cool, dry air that your air conditioner has worked so hard to establish for you.
Yeah, there's no reason, if the budget allows, which you talk about in the article, not to have your home properly air sealed and insulated, because there's nothing else you can do. And we mean nothing else you can do that will start paying you back immediately, like that investment will.
And pay back as long as the building exists.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, get her done is a theme this week, especially from the article from the Detroit News Homestyle section. Get her done.
Get her done.
And it's not going to be cheaper next year.
you know, you're absolutely right. How many people held off on buying something because they want to try to get a better price on it, and there's no way they're going to get the price they got they wanted just last year, or they could have gotten just last year. You know, we get these emails a lot about people asking, why does it cost so much? And here's the truth, everybody. If someone is 6 weeks out, 2 weeks out, 2 months out, getting the prices that they're asking for when they go out to jobs, whatever that price may be, why would they do it any less expensive? Because that's what we hear all the time is, I can't believe how expensive it was. I can't believe, like, these aren't yours, mine prices. This is the industry prices, which is set by the industry.
Practitioners tell us they can't believe what they have to charge.
Amen. You know what? Great point, buddy.
Pay for their labor. They have to pay for material. They have to pay for the gas at the pump to get the trucks out to the job site. And they just shake their heads and go, this is insane, but we got to charge what we charge. You know, otherwise, we'll go out of business.
Absolutely right. Good point. Let's go to the phones. 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Diane in Grosse Pointe. Good morning, Diane. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. About a month or so ago, Chuck was talking about some of the new products for bathroom remodeling. And I'm in the process of remodeling an old home, and I will be putting in 2 shower stalls. So, I mean, the whole bathrooms will be new, but there will be shower stalls, not bathtubs. So I'm wondering if you could give me more details on some of the newer products that you think would be important to use.
Well, new is a relative term, as Ken and I have discussed for 15 years on the radio, right, Ken?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if it's been out there 20 years in use by people like yourself, then it's on the cusp of no longer being new. So, for showers, I grew up installing ceramic tile showers, floors, walls, the whole package. Today, in my own home, I would use a high-quality single-piece shower pan, which is the floor of the shower. Again, okay. High quality.
Right.
I would spend extra for it. I'd get a heavy-duty fiberglass acrylic, something that not only would withstand slight movement, but would also be easy to clean over time, would not abrade easily when I have sand on my feet if I get in the shower, that kind of thing.
And obviously that's something no one's going to see. That's going to be under whatever the floor is going to be, correct?
That's your actual visible floor.
Okay, you want to make that? Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But I think they're attractive. I really don't care. I mean, Lord knows, I'd like to know how many thousand one-by-one ceramic tile pieces we use on floors of showers, you know, to get that contour. And the lineal footage of grout line we built into those. So that would be one thing. Good quality faucets. And you're going to have sticker shock, Diane, when you go to price good quality faucets. You agree, Ken? I mean, you're going to spend $400, $500, $800, $1,000, depending on what you want.
But now's the time to do it.
Well, I don't disagree. Anti-scald devices in the showers. Diane, if maintenance is an issue for you, Ken and I love the heavy duty acrylic, shower walls, even, or solid piece stone, you know, granite source. They would be able to provide, you know, literally 3 pieces and you'd have 2 seams in the corners, right, and then glass on the front.
And also, you know, you mentioned acrylic earlier, cause I was thinking the Sleeter system, but the walls, you know, we get emails all the time about how much people love the Bath Planet and the acrylics that Atlas Home Improvement does, because they're flawless. They look just like whatever material you're trying to mimic, and it's absolutely beautiful. Another thing, Chuck, is people age in their home, maybe a zero entry shower floor.
Excellent. Well, I agree. Yeah. Avoid.
So what do you use for a zero entrance shower floor? Can you use
zero,
a fiberglass acrylic pan and still do that?
I'm zero sure step. They can do it with ceramic or acrylic.
Okay. You know,
I would prefer a single piece. And I mean, you can get a 3x5 if you want a good size shower. You can get a 3x5 single piece acrylic pan. Yeah, that's important. Matter of fact, a lot of places are installing showers. Now, if you have enough room, Diane, without doors, I mean, a door is actually a hazard for people my age and older as we get older, especially the glass doors. So if we can avoid those and design the shower such that it doesn't require a door, that's another thought you might keep in the back of your head.
Okay.
Wow. Diane, feel free to send us an email. We can go over some of this with you in writing. Go to InsideOutsideGuys.com and hit Ask the Guys, and we'll get back to you. When we get back from break, we're going to talk to Mike from Pinckney, and we'll continue to take your phone calls at 888-654-4897. You know, Chuck, all the time, you look on Facebook, and one thing that Victor's Roofing is very much about, and Paul W. says it, the team, the team, the team. They got such a great team over there at Victor's Roofing. They're always highlighting the individual team members at Victor's Roofing.
I agree with you. Attention to detail. I mean, not leaving any nails in the grass, making sure everything is just as it was, except for the fact that when they're done, you've got what? A beautiful new roof.
Our listeners love Victor's Roofing. Eight 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 six five four guys equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions. Let's see. Let's talk to Mike in Pinckney. Good morning, Mike. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey,
sir.
Got a question. I have a stamped concrete patio that I put a fire ring in about 15 years ago, and I'm noticing hairline cracks around where the fire ring is in the patio. It's incorporated into the patio, if you will.
Okay.
I don't know what product I could use, since the stamped concrete has color to it, to fill those hairline cracks in.
Yeah, if they're just hairline, sometimes just resealing it and maybe put a little bit extra over where those cracks were will help. Maybe a clear silicone is a good one you can use. Cut that tip very, very small and push it down into those cracks. Besides that, the polyurethane caulks come in multiple colors, but trying to get one that will match is really tough.
All right. Yeah, this is like 15 years old, so it's faded pretty good. But we do seal it every other year with some expensive stuff.
What do you use? Do you know?
I don't know the name of it offhand, but we buy it in 5-gallon jugs from a concrete place.
Okay, good, good. You get it from a yard, builder supply. That's good. Okay, I mean, the only concern you have if you seal it too much, you get too much buildup after a while, especially if it's non-breathable. But sounds to me like you're doing fine. But that's what we would do. Maybe a clear silicone.
Okay.
You might minimize some of that cracking. If your fire ring is transmitting intense heat right to the concrete, you might avoid that by putting 6 or 8 inches of sand in the bottom of the fire pit and then building your fires on top of it. They'll be a little bit higher, but they won't be outside the ring, but it might minimize heat transfer to the concrete.
Okay, I gotcha. Can I pass a piece of information along for people that are thinking about getting whole house generators?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I just had one put in, 24 kW, a couple weeks ago, but we need our gas meter upgraded because there's not enough flow or BTU. They're telling us it's 4 months to get a meter upgrade, so if people are thinking about it, they may want to look into that, whoever their provider is.
Wow.
That's a good point. That's valid.
That is a very good point.
Especially with the whole house unit, you got like a 24 kW, but it's going to generate around 80 amps or so. Yeah, that's a big machine.
Yeah, they said there's just a big demand of people getting whole house generators that they didn't take into account their inventory for meters.
Yep, that makes perfect sense. I talked to somebody today that just put one in, a 24-amp one, and it's he didn't have that kind of issues. But you're starting to see the stock coming back. People are able to get them beforehand. But definitely that's a question that people who are shopping should ask their their rep, whoever comes out. So.
Yeah, they may want to forecast that time frame, you know, when they want to use it. And also, we're using Motor City Coatings for our garage in September. I'll let you know how that goes.
Excellent. 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 Now, here's a question. Why did you decide to get that large? Is that a liquid-cooled or is that an air-cooled unit?
It's air-cooled. It's a Generac. That's what he spec'd out for us. We had an addition put on the house, so I have two AC panels. One's a 200 amp, one's 150 amp, and I have a lot of 220 pumps because I use a well. I got an ejection pump and a dryer, and I got a welder and an air compressor. I think we could have gotten by with something smaller, but that's what he recommended for the price difference between a 22 kW or the 24, which is a couple hundred bucks.
Okay. Based on what you just told us, you're probably going to be happy with the 24. The 24 probably is appropriate.
Yeah, I think I'll be able to run my AC unit for sure.
Yep. Hey, thank you. Greatly appreciate your call.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Have a great day. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking your phone calls. Hey, bud, let's talk about the article in the Detroit News home style section this week. sorry, I have a little bit of technical difficulty here. What's going on?
Okay. I wasn't sure. Yeah, the look on your face. But bottom line, the gist of the article was get it done now. If you've got something that's a critical project for the house, it's not going to be cheaper next year. Money won't be cheaper next year. This inflation that people are trying to create the notion of could make your money worth less next year. And as you and I just talked in the previous segment, prices aren't going down. We just don't see any evidence that labor's not going to get cheaper. We know that, right?
We absolutely. Do you know what we are seeing, though? Because of the inflation issues, we're seeing a lot more companies come up with very unique payment options for their customers. Because a lot of people are sticker shock because, heck, Chuck, if you're looking at a roof last year and it might have been $10,000, there's a good chance it's $12,000 to $14,000 this year. And people are getting sticker shock. But companies are coming up with very good ways to make it easier on the pocketbook. I mean, someone like Performance Remodeling, they can break it down to the day, how much that will cost you a day if you want to get windows or siding or a new roof. And they've got finance options that get you financed for a year or 2 year interest free. That just new way of new, what's that?
Interest free. I mean,
interest free. Right.
We mentioned that in the article. It's like, truly, that's free money. You're using their product free of charge for whatever period of time that interest-free loan extends, whether it's 12, 18, or 24 months. It's like, even if you have the money, why wouldn't you take advantage of that?
And we're seeing more and more of that. I just like the fact that our team partners are finding more options for people because, hey, look, you know, if someone has a foundation, you know, some foundation projects are absolutely huge money. But I believe I'm sure every one of our team partners has great options, finance options, to get their foundation done. Because two things, Chuck, a roof and a foundation, if those go bad, either one of those start to leak, you can't let it go. If you let it go, there's no doubt you're going to have a lot more problems with your house.
I agree with you 1,000%. So hopefully you got the gist of that from the article. Get it done now. And the reality is, if you call a good company right now, you probably won't get it done until fall or the end of the year because the backlogs are so high.
Good point. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, you were talking earlier about some to-dos, what not to do's when it comes to the house. You want to go over some of those?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we periodically get into some stuff that's a little lighter than a leaky foundation or a leaking roof. But it's all a matter of comfort, both psychological and physical, in your own home. And one of the big mistakes people make in their own home is they have a front entrance that is so full of junk. Yep, they might be hat trees or coat trees or boot trays or you name it, that the space is no longer inviting and welcoming. It becomes dark and cluttered and dirty, tough to clean because you've got all that stuff. And one of the advice of professional decorators is to make sure that literally you can open the door, swing it all the way open and not hit anything, and enter the house without running into stuff or dodging things. It sounds simple.
You know what? It isn't. It sounds simple, but it isn't. You know, I had five kids in our house for years. Our house was always cluttered. You know, we tried to keep it clean. It was always cluttered. And as they started to go out, my wife, tell my wife, honey, you still buy like we have five kids in the house. We don't need, we don't need all this stuff. And I tell you what, one of the things I had noticed for years going in and out of people's houses, and it makes perfect sense, but the cleanest houses are the one that had the least amount of stuff in them.
Oh, I agree. 1,000%.
They may have a big front living room, real high ceilings, but they have a TV, a couple candle holders, a couple end tables, and a couple lamps. Very simple, but very nice. And think, the more stuff like that you don't bring into your house, the less stuff you have to clean, the less stuff you have to stay organized. Now, I don't think that'll ever be my life. It is what it is, but I wish it was.
No, it's funny you say that. I often think if I lived alone, I would probably be described as a minimalist.
A minimalist, yeah.
Because I'm not the guy that's ever going to buy those knickknacks, stuff to set around on the side tables or the walls, or people might actually question whether or not I live there, except for the fact that I would have pictures of family around.
Right. No, I'm the same way. I could live in a cabin in the woods and I would be happy.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to remind people, coming up after the show, we're going to be talking to Niles Sheena from Window World. If you're thinking about new windows, Window World offers, can't get much better than a lifetime warranty, even on glass breakage. And tell you what, Niles, and his dad and the whole family over there, just a great story, great franchise. We're also going to talk to another gentleman who is one of the owners of many franchises around the country. Yes, it's going to be a great show. So stick around between noon and one for that. And we were mentioning foundations earlier, Chuck, and foundation companies. We have one that we found them because of their honesty. Because of them telling people that they didn't need their help, we immediately called them and said, look, we want you as part of this show. And it's been a great relationship ever since, right?
Yeah, if you don't need it, they're not going to sell it to you. And, of course, that company you and I both know is Foundation Solutions 360. Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you the phone lines are open for you at 888-654-4897.
Let's go to the phones, buddy. Let's talk to Elaine in Westland. Good morning, Elaine. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I love your show, guys. I really love it.
Thank you, ma'am.
I have my question is, I have a three-season patio. Now, the first time I put two sealers down on the cement, and then I put self-stick tiles down. Well, with the sun, it has deteriorated some of the coloring in the tile. Now, can I go back over that with another sealer and put other tile on top of that?
Can you reseal on top of existing tile? Is that what you're asking?
Another tile over the tile.
Over the tile. Should I reseal it before I put tile over top of the tile? I've already sealed it twice with the original, when I did originally. And
is tile still sticking? It's not popping up? The corners aren't cupping?
It's not popping up. There's been some discoloring where the sun has hit, and I've replaced those tiles. so I just thought maybe it might be more insulation and better out there if I resealed it on top of that tile and then put other tile on top of that.
I wouldn't reseal it.
No, and when you say reseal it, how would you reseal it?
I got cement sealer, and I rolled it on the first time. And like I said, I did it twice already when I first originally started this project.
If it were mine,
so it's already got two.
Go ahead.
I've already put two sealer coats on there originally.
And Elaine, your objective is to put another layer of self-adhesive tiles over the top of the existing floor, correct?
Yes, but I was thinking about putting another sealer on top of that first.
Yeah, we know that. Our advice would be not to do that and instead rough up the surface of the existing floor.
Okay, lightly sand it. Okay.
Correct. And clean it thoroughly. And then follow manufacturer's directions for the installation of the new tile.
Oh, just go over top of the tile. I can do that.
If
that was
stable.
What I was wondering.
Yeah.
Oh, they're stable. I had to use a hair dryer and a heating thing to get the original ones up where they had, I don't want to say delaminated.
Sure.
Where they have started to, like, to peel a little bit. You know, just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we would suggest when you put the tile back over top of it, don't put it exactly on top of the existing tile. Do different grout lines. So start with a half of a piece in the corner. So there'll be
you'll be staggering those seams.
Yeah, there'll be a staggered bond, yeah.
Yeah, got it. Like you were laying brick. Okay.
You got it.
I got it. All right. Well, you saved me some money and some time.
Excellent. We'll look for Chuck in the mail.
Yes. Don't hold your breath. It's hard coming this way.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know, when someone does something like that, she mentioned, hopefully she's still listening, and she has a couple of pieces that are missing. You know, you want to fill that in with something. Even if it's a caulk, just fill it in with something and go, you know, go over top of it because you don't want any impressions once you put the new stuff down.
Yeah, and they've got some good material for that it is not unlike the Sika, but it sets up a little harder and it'll take adhesive, kind of a self-leveling thing.
Would also consider a rolled vinyl over top of that. I mean, that's something that a
single
DIY
sheet
project. Yeah, single sheet of something rolled over top of that would probably work really well. And I tell you, they're a little more expensive, Chuck, but those embossed ones, whether you want to make it a tile or a slate wood, the embossed rolled vinyls are absolutely gorgeous. And the more expensive ones have a little thicker padding underneath them, which obviously will give a little more R value and be a little more easier on the feet as they walk on them.
Yeah. If it was mine, to be honest with you, today,
what'd you do?
I'd go out and get a vinyl plank product. It's a real simple install. It's not glued. It has all the benefits that you just enumerated. And cost-wise, it might be cheaper than what she's going to buy and put down.
They do have a peel-and-stick product in a vinyl plank as well.
So yeah, except I'd be careful of a peel-and-stick. I'd be careful of because vinyl is notorious for moving a little bit under, you know, heat and cooling. So I prefer to have a floating floor.
In that room is what you're concerned about?
Yeah.
Yeah, those rooms are notoriously warm in the summertime. So, and that's what they meant to do, but they sure did succeed, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's stick with the phones and talk to Steve in Farmington Hills. Good morning, Steve. You're on with the guys.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Got a typical 2,500 square foot house built in 1987. Two-story, full basement. Our kitchen island has been slowly sinking. And, you know, it's heavy, right? You've got the countertop stove in it, the cabinets, obviously the countertop. A few years back, I had a contractor come out and look, and he suggested a post, like jack up the floor joists, you know, in the for the basement, or a cross-bridge joist. any suggestions on the best route to go, or who might come out and take a look? Like maybe somebody who, like an inspector who could give an opinion versus, you know, somebody who's going to want to do the work right away, just trying to figure out what the best option might be. Because from there, we'll probably have to redo the whole kitchen and floor and all that. So,
how long has it been sinking?
Well, you know, we probably should have had this done and looked at when we bought the house several years ago, but it wasn't that noticeable. And I think it's sunk a little bit more since then. And so I think it's just, you know, there probably needed to be an extra pillar or extra post in the basement, because there's really nothing under this that's holding it up. So when the guy came out and looked, he's like, yeah, you've got a little bit of a warped joist where, you know, it's pushing down. So like if I put a marble on the countertop, it's going to roll off, right? You know, you
that's
fry an egg, it's going to kind of, so well, probably should have dealt with it back then, honestly.
You probably can't get the bend out of warped joists easily. So you're probably going to want to take the load off of them and then marry maybe a better species and better quality of joist. Go ahead.
Yeah, just to throw a post in there is, you know, the easy, quick way to do it. Can you stick around and we'll talk about this more, Steve, after the break?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Sure.
No problem. Also taking your calls, 888-654, guys. Hey, if you're on the east side or anywhere near 16 Mile in Van Dyke, Kopke Remodeling has an absolutely beautiful showroom. Go check out their countertops. Go check out their cabinets. Go check out their hardware. They'll meet you there. They'll walk you through. If you're thinking about a new bathroom, new kitchen, you want to consider Kopke Remodeling and Design. Guys equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions. Also during the week at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Keep those questions coming. Online with us right now, we have Steve from Farmington Hills needing some advice because his kitchen island is starting to sink. Chuck?
Well, I think Steve explained it pretty well. So, Steve, bottom line, you may or may not need a post. You might just, you probably have, I'm guessing 2x8 or 2x10 SPF number 2 or better lumber underneath that floor frame. Do you know what you've got?
Okay, Rain Man.
I don't. Would that have been a kind of a standard in 87?
Absolutely.
You know, when it was
you would
built.
Know, wouldn't you, Chuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the, you know, 16-inch on center spacing might be typical unless you're really lucky. So here's the thing. If you went in there and had somebody temporarily, you probably want to literally just saw cut right through the middle of the span of the existing joist underneath that island, but not until you've provided some temporary shoring underneath the floor joists, underneath and at either end of the island, then you could probably marry. And when they say marry, they mean literally connect one to the other. New floor joists, 3 or 4, 5 new ones. I don't know how big your island is or how much it weighs, but of a higher grade and a different species. For instance, if you use a what they use for womanized lumber, literally a fir or something instead of a spruce, that would be stronger. It would have greater clear span abilities. It would have greater load carrying abilities, you know, at mid span, you know, where that island is pushing down and making those current joists bend. So you could install 2 or 3 or 4. Again, I don't know what the load is. Higher grade, higher quality, better species of lumber underneath there, and probably correct the problem without a post. I'm guessing if
it's a typical frame. Okay, very good. Yeah. Any recommendations on who, you know, kind of you would trust in this business to do this type of work?
Yeah, we got a couple of numbers for you. Chuck, I'm thinking maybe two, Macomb and Michigan Remodelers.
Gotcha.
Do you have a pen handy, buddy?
I do. Yep, I do have a pen ready to go. Yep.
Let's first go with Macomb Construction. Mm-hmm. And that phone number is 248-528-0816.
Okay.
And then call Michigan Remodelers, and their phone number is 888-544-3766.
Excellent. Okay. Very good. Very helpful. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, sir. That's what we're here for. Call anytime.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Let's stick to the phone. Let's talk to Greg and Shelby. How you doing, Greg?
Good morning, you guys, Mr. Positive. Hey, I got to tell you real quick. I'm at a gas station. Someone comes up to me and comes and goes, "How's your driveway looking?" Oh, my God. And then I'm on the road, and they're going, I hear next to my car at a stop sign on Rochester Road, they're playing you. I love it. You guys are getting as famous as me and Elvis Aaron Presley. Hey, real quick, it was awesome. I just said, really? And it always shocks me because I wear a Mr. Positive shirt. I got to ask you guys, what is the difference between granite, quartz, and quartzite, and is granite radioactive? I love these questions.
Nothing that you have to be worried about, Superman.
Okay.
Well, I mean, granite's natural. It comes out of a mountain, and quartz is a lot of the stuff stuck together with a resin. A lot of stone, ground up stone stuck together with the resin and comes in many different colors. That's the difference.
And quartzite is what?
Quartzite.
Same thing, really.
For all intents and purposes, quartzite and quartz are the same thing. Yeah.
So what would you use these items on, and which one would be the best and long lasting?
It's a matter of taste. I mean, all would be a countertop, and all would outlast any of us by far. So it kind of depends on what you want. With the granite, you get a lot more natural colors, natural veining. People really like that because they can say, I'm the only one that has that.
In the world.
In the world. And with quartz, you can pick out more, you know, more flat colors, not as much
differential.
Easy for me to say. Thank you. In the actual product, and they're both great products. We would use them in different applications, but it comes down to a matter of taste. Do you agree, my partner?
I do. Both are going to end up as a single slab, what we call a monolithic slab. But right. Quartzite is a manufactured product, you know, generally from ground up, granite or other stones. And glued together, like Ken said, with resins and polished, and there's some beautiful, beautiful quartz products out there. But you can get more predictable colors and patterns with quartz. With granite, you don't know. I looked at a piece on a bar top 2 days ago, and it was a darker brown color, and it had a light beige seam running through it that was about 2 inches thick. I just happened to be walking through that room.
Nice. Hey, you guys. Thanks for taking my call, and everyone put a smile on someone else's face. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you, Greg. We'll talk to you soon. That's funny because, of course, you knew as soon as you said you're looking at a bar top, you just gave me a – which one were you at that time, Chuck? Was it breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
The radioactive thing, that's funny because that was, you know, radon and – radioactivity, you know, it's pulled out of the ground. Could it possibly be radioactive or have radon in it? And the answer is, yeah, it could.
Could. Now, you know what? I'll tell a story about that when we get back from break. We're also taking your phone calls. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We got a great new East Side team partner, which is CNC Heating and Air Conditioner. Whether you want to talk to the longtime owner, Jim, or Eric behind the parts counter, they will help you for whatever you need. Make sure if you have heating or cooling issues, you contact CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Guys equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions.
I want to remind everybody, if you're looking for something to do today, drive out to the Walter and Mary Burke Park in New Baltimore, Michigan, till 11 p.m. tonight. There is the Bay Area Sports Show going on, and a good friend of ours, the people from Barrier Free Plus, are a big part of that, so we wanted to mention it.
Yeah, that will definitely be a good time. Hopefully people will head down there. Our friends at Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions want us to remind everyone, even though city water is regulated by the EPA, there are still some acceptable levels of contaminants allowed in that water, including things like PFAS. If you want to make sure you get all those out of there possible, contact Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions to come out and put some filtration systems in, maybe reverse osmosis. They can definitely help you make your water more healthy and drinkable for your family.
If you don't have a Beauchamp filter, then your body is the filter. Let's be honest.
Years ago, remember we had a guy, I'm talking years ago, that said, you are what you absorb. That's what your body is. You are what you absorb. Makes perfect sense. And I got to tell you, whenever I get anything on me, you know, spraying anything, I do my best not to get anything in a can on my skin if I can help it. So, hey, let's stick to the phones, 888-654. Guys, let's talk to Tony in Clarkston. Good morning, Tony. You're on with the guys on WJR.
Yeah, hey, guys. I called last week, but I couldn't wait. We got cut off by the break, and so I'm calling back. So I had a leak or a seal leak in my door wall, patio door wall. And the manufacturer, Silver Line, sent me both the stationary and the moving door wall. And on the stationary one, what they sent the glass, and then it's got like a silver metal frame around it. So it's not the same, you know, thicker colored frame that I have on the stationary that I have now. Do you know anything about that? Does the frame that I have now, is it reusable or anything like that?
Is this an aluminum or vinyl unit or wood?
If not wood, I would say it's aluminum.
Then I would think, I think we emailed you a response to this question as well, so you might check your emails. But I wouldn't have any problem trying to take apart the old frame and reusing it if it's aluminum. How old, roughly, do you think? Is that original?
Oh, it's a three-year-old home. It's new.
Oh, wow, that was a quick seal failure. No wonder they sent you new sashes, new panels.
Yeah.
Does it look as though you can easily remove the frame of the new piece, the new stationary panel that they sent you?
Well, it's just a very thin metal one. I assumed it has to stay on the glass.
Gotcha. That probably
if anything,
does.
I assume slided into the frame, but again, I've never done this, and
I would assume it does, and I would try to disassemble the existing stationary panel frame and see if those pieces look like they're gonna slide over. There's probably a groove to accept that new glass in the stationary panel frame.
Okay.
So once you remove that, you may have to clean it out a little bit. You may even there may even be space in there for a high end caulk product. Did they send you any caulk product with those panels?
No, they did not. No.
Okay. Let us know if you get a chance to take it apart during the next 20 minutes. Give us an email right back, and we'll follow up with you. But I would assume you could use the old frame.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling back, Tony. We appreciate that.
You know, we have a couple great team partners, Ed and Jeff, that we send this to, and they cover multiple different kinds of very popular doors and windows whenever it comes to these kind of questions. They're great for that, aren't they?
Yeah, J&E installations, they are. Every time we've sent somebody to them, we, you know, it seems like we get a response back. Those are great guys. Boy, is that, that's like dealing with somebody from 20 years ago that takes care of you. I know. Hey, misspoke myself with regard to the question we had from Greg on the granite and quartz. I mean,
it's a good question, Greg.
Yeah, it was a great question. And he had asked about radioactivity, but it's funny how you hear yourself after the fact. And I had said ground granite, ground quartz is what those quartz and quartzite tops are made from. So I just want to make sure everybody's familiar with that. One negative, it's funny, we found this when we started to install granite countertops. Everybody had to have them for, you know, for several years in brand new houses, or you couldn't even sell that house. Is natural granite is more porous, more likely to get stains, more likely
to
soak up, like if you have grease or fats from bacon or, you know, meats that can get into it and stay there. Whereas the quartz tops are a lot better sealed, a lot more scratch resistance. They can take a little more abuse than the granite typically can.
So, what about heat?
I'll tell you, I am one of these guys. I have never believed, whether it's Corian or what we call Formica, plastic laminate, mica laminate, or granite, or silestone, or soapstone. Pick any of those. I've never been a big believer that you set hot pans on any of that stuff. The one exception I would make would be laminated wood, butcher block. You know, you might burn it. You might have a black ring on it, but right. You won't break it.
Right. So as far as if you set a hot pan on it, I don't think you should either, but I think it's more likely to damage the quartz than it is to damage the granite. And also the granite is going to be more maintenance over time. The butcher block could be more maintenance. People need to consider this, especially when they get up, you know, up there in years. The granite is going, not a lot of maintenance. You clean it and you spray a sealer on it once every 6 months. It's not a ton, but make sure it's an FDA approved sealer. That's very important, eh? Hey, we have a couple of really energetic young guys who started the concrete coating business. They're out of Royal Oak, Michigan, and they have been taking the world by storm. They offer a 15-year warranty. If you're thinking you want your garage, your basement, your patio with a new coat on it, make it last for years, you want to consider Comer and Cross Concrete Coatings.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us on this Saturday. I want to remind you to stick around at noon because we're going to be talking to the folks from Window World about a great product, actually installed by great people. We're going to bring you a guest on that special that I think we may have talked to a while back, Pat Moran, that owns 7 franchises throughout Ohio and West Virginia and Pennsylvania and all kinds of stuff. So going to be fun. 12 to 1.
Niles Sheena will also be with us, and he's always fun to have on. And like you said, I think he's a married man now, so give us something else to tease him about, right?
We'll see if he has a jaded attitude toward life now. I'm kidding.
888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, you were talking about the granite and the energy thing. I just want to tell a real quick story. I've told this before. Years ago, my wife kind of conned me into going over to the Holly Hotel for dinner, not realizing that it was right by Halloween. So her friends were there, didn't realize this. They got me to what I would never go to unless I was suckered into a seance, okay? And we're doing the seance, and the one lady was not doing very well with the seance with her guesses. And guess what she blamed it on?
This ought to be good.
Ghost. All of the energy that was coming out of the surrounding granite.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. That's why she wasn't getting. That's why she wasn't getting a good signal. And of course, my eyes are just rolling the whole time. But that was her excuse why she wasn't able to communicate real good.
So, do we include that in our recommendations to people that granite may screw up your seances if you're planning on holding any after you get it installed?
No.
You've been there. You rode that horse.
As part of the disclaimer, is that it?
Yeah.
Exactly. 888-654 guys. Give us a call like Steve did in Grosse Pointe. Good morning, sir. You're on with the guys.
Hey guys, how you doing? What I'm interested in is a recommendation. My wife and I are going to add a outside front porch to our house to give the front of the house a little more curb appeal, say. And it's going to have a cross frame gable roof, but the sides will be open like the old style Detroit porches.
Yeah.
And I was looking at using a Doug fir tongue and groove, because what we're trying to avoid is like on a deck where you get the eighth to quarter inch. We don't want it to look like a deck on the front of our house. Wondering about sealing the underside as well as the top. Just in general, what would you say to something like that?
So for the audience's sake, you're thinking of the walking surface being the tongue and groove material, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I've done it before and had great luck with it. You can certainly do it. How would you finish the front vertical edge then? Because you said you don't want it to look at all like a deck.
Yeah, I would probably put a rim board around the edge and have it come up flush with the end of the boards. So in that aspect, it would kind of look like a deck. But I don't want the gaps in the flooring. That's what we're trying to avoid most of all.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I would caution you, make sure you got really good overhangs. Make sure that material, that tongue and groove material, is properly dried before you install it, and then spaced a little bit upon the install. What did you say you're going to use, a fir?
Yeah, like Doug fir.
Okay. We like
great
Doug
guy.
Fir. That'd be nice and strong there. And it should be fairly stable, because, of course, one of the issues you can have if that is installed even with a modicum of moisture in it and then it's exposed to a lot of moisture, it can swell and actually pop up at the tongue and groove joints, pull the fasteners right out.
Steve, are you looking for some help with the project?
Actually, I was. You know, I've done an awful lot of home stuff, but I'm getting a little older and I'm kind of going into retirement mode.
Well, here's what we got.
I've
got a very good friend who's actually my hunting partner, who's right in your area, probably around the block from you. His name is Steve Makos from Makos Builders, M-A-K-O-S.
I've seen his trucks, M-A-K-O-S. Yep, I've seen his trucks around the area.
Great guy. We trust him impeccably. And his phone number is 313-821-5922.
And he would understand the issues we're talking about.
He knows those houses in Grosse Pointe like no other.
Yeah, I've seen his trucks all over the place around here.
Sure.
So that's great. I really appreciate the help, because that means a lot, too, is just getting a name that, you know, you don't want to go with some guy and end up with a disaster.
No, you don't.
That won't happen with Steve. We promise you that.
Okay. And what kind of product? I know you guys are big on oil-based products for sealing stuff. Is that what I'd want to put on this if we did it that way?
I would.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking that I would probably want to make sure I had a product specifically intended for a flooring application where, and Steve will talk to you about this as well, but you might groove the underside of that product a little bit to minimize cupping on the upper surface. You might seal all four edges before it's installed one time with an oil-based product. Just a couple caveats to attach to it as you talk to Steve.
Okay. Thanks for your help, guys.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, that is the kind of thing where you miss one small detail.
Oh,
you could have a problem for years and years to come. That's why an expert, and we have a lot of them. Steve just happens to be right there in that man's backyard.
Did you ever work on any of the, it used to be common with the shotgun style houses to have a reverse gable coming off the first floor of the second, of the front. And then they have brick columns holding up that roof, brick walls on the porch, and then maybe have a wood deck, somewhat like Steve is describing, that was the walking surface.
One of the biggest mistakes they made back then when they would make those columns, Chuck, is they would surround them in wood or iron.
Oh, yeah.
And that always, I mean, the best way to make those columns is to make them solid with steel coming up them. And when they would put a wood or iron in there, they'd get the rust, which would eventually, those would go before the brick were wood. And then it would deteriorate those columns from the inside out. So when we would rebuild those, we'd rebuild them solid every time. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to our friend Bruce from Sterling Heights. Good morning, Bruce. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, guys. Good show. Good talk on the quartz and the thing. I put quartz in a few years ago on the recommendation of your predecessor, and I'm totally pleased with it. We had not had a problem, but my wife asked the question, what happened if I put a hot pot on it? And the supplier said, well, it's made at 2,000 degrees. So it was kind of a thing. But they did give us a good tip for anybody that puts in either quartz or whatever it is, stone, under the garbage disposal, put a little brace under the garbage disposal with maybe a little rubber damper in it. When they put that sink under the quartz or the granite, that's the biggest weight you got going on that sink. And it was a good tip. Because he looked at my disposer, which was a 1 1/4 horse, and said, ooh, let's brace that up. He said it would be better for the sink, you know, for the sealer on the sink. So,
yeah, it probably would have popped off at some point. Yeah, it's funny you say that about the hot pans, because we've been to demonstrations where they put that hot pan on top of the quartz or other product. I've been one of these.
I don't do it. We don't do it either. Yeah. I told her, don't you ever do
right,
that.
Right, you're asking for trouble.
Exactly. But that was their pitch on it. And just a tip, could I give a tip of the hat to the company that gave me that tip on the disposer?
Absolutely.
These guys, the company's called Take Us for Granite. And did an excellent job. I've had no problems at all with it. Very good job.
Excellent. Bruce,
and,
thank you so much.
I hope get that concrete powder and it works out for you, because, boy, it sure worked for me. That was another tip from your predecessor.
Yeah, the stain removal.
Yeah, and it worked well. Okay, you guys did good, you got Mr. Positive going today. You're all set.
God bless you.
Take care.
I just made his day, Bruce. Thank you very much, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let me tell you again, most homes in southeast Michigan have an undersized gutter. When you get these big downpours coming out of these skies, if you take a look at your gutters, most times you're going to see the water going right over. If you need new gutters, new gutter protection, contact Atlas Home Improvement. They are our gutter guys. And the more rain we get, Chuck, the more questions we get about gutters.
Gee, there's a surprise.
it's like the more cold we get, the more questions we get about ice dams, right?
Yeah, gosh, what a concept. Who'd have thought? But you're right about that. And if I was building new houses still, I would automatically put six-inch gutters on those. We always installed gutters on houses. A lot of builders don't, and that's okay. I mean, it's an upcharge. You got to get it paid for it.
Right.
But my belief was I wanted to be in charge of channeling that water away from the foundations, you know, so we made sure we did that. And 6-inch gutters would be my stock in trade.
As far as absolutely possible. And one of the other reasons you want to get that moisture away from your house, the more moisture you have towards your house, the more critters, more creepy crawlies you're going to have around your house, whether those are spiders, earwigs. We're about to get into the stink bug and the what's the other one we get all the time? That big spotted one. Both an invasive species. About to come into those. If you hate critters, even if you don't, if your spouse does, we have the company for you. Get rid of all of them today by calling Rove, R-O-V-E, Pest Control.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you, at 12 o'clock, we're going to bring in another guest in the Education Hour.
We are. Hey, speaking of that last advertiser, we talked about Rofe Pest Solutions. People, when you have a spot in your basement, your crawl space, you name it, that has a lot of spider webs, whether it's in the corners of the house or where it may be, this is one of the reasons Chuck talks so much about air sealing your house. Those spiders and those critters put their webs where the air comes in, where it's easiest for the bugs to come in.
And the air is moving.
Yeah. And if you seal off those areas, you're not only going to make your house warmer, more energy efficient, you're going to cut off the access point for those critters. And if you see those critters, make sure you call Rofe Pest Control. Let's stick to the phones and talk to, is this Steve from Grosse Pointe? We're going to go to Steve.
Rick from Port Huron.
Rick from Port Huron. I apologize. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, Rick from Port Huron. Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Appreciate it.
No problem.
I have a vinyl-sided house, has a lot of cobwebs and bug waste on it. I probably want to power wash it. Is there any suggestion to put something on there to break down the webs or something?
I'll tell you, we've talked about this in the past, and we get the same thing at our house on the lake there up north. And the best thing we found literally is just a good, it doesn't even have to be a power soak, but just soak the sides before you then apply a little pressure.
Like soaking a pan.
Okay.
Yeah, good extended brush, medium bristle brush can work wonders. A little bit of Dawn dish detergent diluted in water works really well. Doesn't have to be, you know, really exotic or rocket science.
Okay. So not like wet and forget or put in a maybe a pump sprayer or something?
I mean, you can.
Nah, I wouldn't bother. I mean, it's just like soaking a pan. If you get it wet for a little while first, it's going to make it much easier to come off.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Appreciate thanks, Rick. And we do get, a lot of spiders, as you can imagine, by the water there.
Yes.
Especially when the mayflies haven't hatched this year.
No,
or
they're
at least
late
not like, you know, we normally get them.
They're late this year.
Yeah, they're very late. And I wonder if the spiders are going, hey, what's up with that? We need to. But long story short, yeah, I don't think there's any magic for what Rick is dealing with anyway, in terms of getting that stuff off vinyl siding.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. And the advice of soaking it first, you know, that goes for anything at your house. If you're going to clean, especially on the exterior, concrete, brick pavers, stamped concrete, if you soak it first, literally put a sprinkler over top of it. When you start hitting it with a stiff bristle broom or a power washer, it's going to come off much easier if you soak it first.
Even those bugs on the front of your car. Yeah.
Oh, you're
soak
right.
Them. Soak them a couple times.
When you go through a car wash, they spray that stuff on there before you go through the main one, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully everybody's picked up on that. You know, at some point, maybe tomorrow, you and I chat a little bit about plumbing maintenance on houses. We've had some emails on issues that are common to older homes, one of which they put what they call out of the piece of pipe that comes out of the roof that you call the stink pipe. They put a boot at the base of that. And the idea of the boot is to shed water onto the shingles that might otherwise come in around the pipe.
It's a flashing.
Yeah.
For lack of better word, right?
But those things get old and deteriorate.
Dry rot.
And can create a leak in your roof that you don't even know you've got until, you know, the ceiling starts to, you know, show mold, or maybe you get water coming in at some obscure place where a bath fan is cut into a ceiling or something like that. So we should talk about that with people and put them on notice that maybe they want to get somebody like Waterwork Plumbing out there to take a look at just some maintenance issues.
You know, and for people listening right now, when's the last time you were up in your attic? When's the last time you were down in that room downstairs, or you had someone go up and take a look at your roof? You know, these are not, well, they are out of sight, out of mind, but they shouldn't be. People should be up in their attic on a regular basis, because you don't know what could be up there. And if you're not comfortable doing it, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, go to home services and look up someone like Terry Russell. We talked about him earlier, who's a home inspector. Now, of course, Terry's going to have a price to come out. That's why you don't, when you want him to come out, let's say you have a leak. Yeah, well, we had a listener recently that Terry went out to check out a crack in the basement and found, you know, That's how we found Foundation Solutions 360. But why he's there, have him inspect your entire house, why he's there. Probably going to be close to the same cost, and he will give you a detailed, with pictures, assessment sent over to you, full report. And at that point, you can make a list of what he points out and what you think he think or what he thinks needs to be worked on and fixed sooner than later.
And that's a real good way for you to also then create a budget for maintenance and repairs for your house over the next 5, 6, 7 years. You know, Terry will help you with regard to, for instance, if it's a leak in the roof, that's a priority, right?
Right. Good point.
Yeah. You're going to get that fixed. You know, so he'll help you to prioritize those issues in terms of, you know, boy, if you don't fix this, this is going to get worse. This one you could put on the side burner, you know, for 3 years and it's not going to get any worse. You'll just have to fix it. So that's a great idea, Ken.
And also ask about things, you know, you maybe need to be aware of in the future. You know, there are a lot of steps out there. I mean, there are a lot of steps. Let's talk about front entryway steps. So many of those right now are out of code, and they're out of code because they just sank over the years. The concrete was heavy and they sank. Over time, as you age in your house, that's going to get harder and harder to lift your feet up. So ask Terry about those kind of things. Look at your thresholds, look at your steps, things that you may need to take care of to help you age in that house better as you get older. Just another piece of advice.
Well, the steps, I think, is a good one. And a lot of those were not attached to the foundation or not attached properly, which is why they sink against the house. And a lot of them maybe didn't have railings put on them. And boy, if you are older or variously abled, or you just have ice on those babies, I don't care if you're 25 and in perfect health, having a good railing to hold on to can make a difference with regard to a catastrophic injury.
You know, that's a great point, because it can make a difference in someone's life. It really can. Oh. You fall down and don't have a railing to grab onto. You don't know what you can break, and it's never a bad idea, even if you're a young couple, because you can put them on, and they don't look. It doesn't say, "Hey, old person lives here," or a handicapped person lives here. It just says we're safe, something easier to hold on to, because we all have older relatives that need to come over as well.
Well, Diane called earlier about, you know, new technologies for remodeling bathrooms.
Right.
And I wouldn't call it necessarily a technology, but integrated, attractive, well-designed and well-placed grab bars in a bathroom remodel, again, can be literal lifesavers.
And we have someone like Barrier Free Plus that can help people out with that. A lot of people, Chuck, are asking for handyman. And handyman, and we say asking through the InsideOutsideGuys.com when they send us an email. We have some great handyman that we can refer to you. The problem is anyone looking for a handyman has to pack their patience. They'll tell you they get into their office on a Monday morning with plus 100 calls. 100 calls plus every Monday morning. That doesn't include all the calls they have during the week.
Exactly.
We have a caller who wants us to mention our weed killer, Chuck, and we talked about this last week. Our vegetation killing recipe, right, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
A lot of people don't like it because it includes salt, but we like it better than the Roundup. I know you like the Roundup material as well, but it kills them two different ways. And that basically is, if I remember right, vinegar, salt, and Dawn dishwashing detergent, right?
Yep, a gallon of white vinegar, distilled vinegar.
Yep.
A cup of Dawn dish, or excuse me, a cup of any salt.
Yep.
And then a quarter cup or less of Dawn dish detergent. Just mix it all together, put it in a throwaway $10 tank sprayer, and apply it. But you said it, it's a vegetation killer. So if you spray that on your ornamentals, you're going to kill those ornamentals.
It will kill anything that it touches. So be careful.
Yep.
Hey, make sure everyone sticks around. Coming up after this show, the bonus hour, the guys are going to be running and talking to Niles Sheena from Wind the World. Niles has some great specials, some great values for our listeners. Stick around. That's coming up over the next hour right here on the Inside Outside Guys, WJR.
I know. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun. You and I talked also with Diane earlier about acrylics. And we've got a couple of companies, one of whom's been with us a long time, that could come in a day or two, rip out your old tub shower combination and install a beautiful new shower that's almost virtually maintenance free.
It is. It is maintenance free. It looks absolutely beautiful. So you're thinking about a new tub or shower surround. We want you to consider Window World. Stick around for the next hour. Bath Planet. Stick around. We're going to be talking to Window World in just a minute.